Robert Atsushi Spiritual Secrets 2. In the vision, I saw three churches of the same denomination. The Holy Spirit attached a cord to these three churches and the people were fed the anointing that comes out of the Holy Spirit. These churches were so bound up with the Holy Spirit that they overcame the diabolical legions. These three churches agree on holy doctrine. If one of these churches does not actually walk in truth, the cord that was connected with it is drawn up. Jesus showed me in the vision what happens when a church is disconnected from holy doctrine. A shiny cord or string is taken from this church and a great darkness invades the whole church. The church that preaches the truth, a cord descends from heaven binding it to the paradise of God. It is a shining cord that gets connected with the church feeding and giving grace to it. This shining string proves that the holy church is connected with heaven. Those three churches were under the same pastor and are linked to one another. This time I saw the Holy Spirit in the midst of the three churches that were around him. These churches obey the gospel and depend on the Holy Spirit that gives it strength. The Holy Spirit was controlling the services and preaching of these churches. When someone offered foul praise, the Holy Spirit turned his back and made him repent because he is offering that praise. When a worker offered holy praise, the Spirit of God filled him and his praise was approved and ascended to heaven. Preachings that have heresies fall to the ground, for the Holy Spirit would not let these words enter the hearts of the saints. Holy preaching prevailed in these churches and penetrated into the interior of the people. I saw the Holy Spirit interceding for the saints who committed failures for lack of knowledge. The Holy Spirit prayed for the saints who do not know how to pray. Many Christians, when they kneel, there are barely words on their lips. They only spoke the word glory and could not converse with God using words. And the Holy Spirit knows their hearts, prayed for them expressing the words in their places. This act of Holy Spirit is only in the Holy Church. In those churches where lies and another gospel is preached through the mouth of the pastor, their teachings are not in line with the Bible. The Holy Spirit does not work where the church does not preach the Holy Word. Where the word is preached and the truth is in the mouth of the people, there is the Holy Spirit. He reigns in these churches, and even if the demons enter and attack them, they will not succeed in their assignments. And if they enter through people who are demonized, their works will be unmasked and the demonized people would be set free. The Holy Spirit works with love in the churches of truth. I saw in the vision the Holy Spirit pointing the way for the sheep to tread. This happened when Christians prayed for direction from God. The Holy Spirit kept every servant on the right path. He was leading the sentimental area so that marriages would work out. The Holy Spirit guided the financial area, giving the right job. He led the ministerial area to the right position in his work. The Holy Spirit straightened the paths of the saints, not leaving them lost and leading them in the right direction. This is the ministry of the Holy Spirit on earth. He is God and works in the work different from many workers who do not want to work for God. The Holy Spirit is the master of the work and is serving every saint on earth with his gifts, anointing, armor, and virtues. I was praying and I received a revelation of the work of God. A soft voice said, "Many great gifts and heavenly abodes are already guaranteed for the saints who do my work and have not gone astray. I anointed their voices and out of their mouths come swords that break the yokes of the captives. Every tongue that does not commit sin with profane and destructive words, I will use to save souls. Through these tongues, the evil is rebuked and the demons who oppress the lives of captives disappear. I give authority and pour an anointing on them." After I received this revelation, I told the church that to want authority in the spiritual world, it is necessary to obey the Lord who can give it to you. All this is reserved for the saints. Anointing, authority, reward and eternal life, all this is given to the obedient. Only the saints are given authority to bind the earth to heaven. These men are representing Jesus in this world by living the legitimate gospel and bringing the genuine word to the nations. For these are guaranteed the crowns of eternal life. The reward and his heavenly possession are the inheritances that are kept for him in heaven. Jesus attends to the saints and hears their prayers. They will only lose this heritage if they deviate from the doctrine of Jesus. Your spiritual life is only destroyed if you accept the laws that rule the world. The Lord God honors the image of Him that you have preserved in your life without being corrupted by the inner regiments of this world. Demons cannot enter temples of persons who have the holy fire in them. Satan can touch the material, sentimental life or in an area that is within reach. He just cannot touch his soul unless there are legal grounds, lack of vigilance or his spiritual life is weak and sick. When Satan comes to play in the financial area of a saint, he has to ask permission from God. You who are being persecuted at this time, do not worry about the men who are harassing you and do not be upset with the people who hate you. All of them are like leaves before God. They are only fragile human beings and dominated by their sins that cannot steal your crown. It's up to you to want to listen to these people. God knows what to do for those who attack His saints. Everything will have a measure of justice for those who demoralize the saints and tarnish their images that reflect the glory of the Almighty God. Do not take revenge on these people, do not have a vindictive heart, but pray for them to awaken before they fall into the hands of the one who can judge and sentence them. God protects His people and guarantees the security of the saved. So do not worry about people who are wanting to deflect you from the Lord. God wants to give you wisdom, grace and make you understand His mysteries. God wants you to know His personality. He does not forbid you to deepen your walk in Him and in heavenly things. He does not forbid intimacy with your spirit. If you do not know how to pray, begin by talking to Jesus like a friend. Talk about the quality of Jesus and His power. Thank Him for delivering you from death. Thank Him for His day, worship Him and praise Him when you are on your knees. You do not need my prayers to get up, even if every day I intercede for your lives. You need Jesus to get up, He will put each one standing if you seek His presence. If you do not know how to pray, Jesus wants to hear your voice anyway. Tell Him something. Those who live in prayer, their reward increases with each day that you bend your knee. To those who win souls, take the gospel and practice charity has increased their rewards. If you are weak, it is a result of not reading the Bible and not praying. The abundant fountain is at your side, which is the Bible. Prayer is a powerful weapon that many do not use. I had a vision of prayers rising to heaven in the form of a fireball and a special anointing descending to empower a group of Christians. This is a form of gratitude from Jesus. I saw millions of prayers entering the celestial mansions in the form of letters that were read by the angels, letters encoded in mysteries that only the heavens understand. Churches that do not pray, angels also do not wage war on their behalf. The spiritual world will always act in this earthly world and even within the house of prayer. Dark forces act in false churches and the forces of light act in true churches. A boy I met, he said he lives a holy life, but congregates in a false church. He said that demonic forces worked hard within his church through what was preached and the kind of praise that was offered. And also the way the worship was offered made it lawful for the demons to operate among them. The young man who received the gift of sight saw all this happening there. Warfare. What I understand in the spirit world is that we are warriors of battle and we are in a war being waged against us by the hordes of hell. Warriors who soften their swords will blunt their blades. I tell you, if they stop praying, their gifts are buried, their authorities weakened, and everything becomes rusty when warfare is not practiced. How many have lost their authority and their gifts have weakened by abandoning their lives of communion with God? We are not alone in this battle and we receive help from the angels. It is important that we grow in grace to be structured spiritually. Pray to God and look more and more to overcome your wars. A Christian warrior is constantly evolving from strength to strength in the spirit world. What I am saying is that a Christian grows spiritually in levels when he is in the war. He who qualifies the Christian as a warrior is the Holy Spirit insofar as the warrior seeks God. The more prayer you pray, the better it will be for your spiritual growth. Read the Word as a complement to this spiritual structuring. You can be extremely used by God. Everything is possible when you believe. If you believe you can be a vessel used by God, then persist. Intercession. Last month I and the church prayed for various names of people who did not convert. The church and I prayed at dawn. I had a vision of 78 evil works being nullified, including death squads, works of black magic for destruction and ties of deceit to death. I saw in the vision 48 death pits being closed by the angels. Those who dug these pits were the demons. These souls were counting their days to die. Jesus repealed the law of death, and one more chance has been given to these lives to convert. This is the prayer power of the righteous who are persecuted by the very people they intercede for. The demons behind the 78 evil works and 43 death sentences were angry with me and the church. The demons raised up a great persecution against us. Four large, well-known churches persecuted our ministry. It's amazing how the demons controlled these lukewarm churches. These religious institutions without the Holy Spirit became fleshly. But we cried out to God. I had a vision of our united ministry looking like a strong current. Our prayers in the form of fireballs came together and rose to the sky. Minutes later, war angels descended and fought against the legion used by the four churches. The angels beat the demons by making them flee. And every angel that came down delivered a blessing to every brother who cried to God. After this victory, we continued to pray. Our prayers went up into heaven and were transformed into blessings that descended to earth. Our prayers accumulated and formed a gigantic ball of fire that rose to the sky. The Holy Spirit strolled in our midst. The angels came down in answers to our prayers. All people received a blessing. One brother said that his son was converted. The other said he was gifted a house from a person who did not know him. This brother did not have a home and lived in the family home. One woman said her husband was released from drug addiction. Others received gifts of the Holy Spirit. I already received a visit from a businessman from another country. He donated 1 million euros to me. The money was given to me, not to the church. It was a chance for me to become a rich person. I accepted the money and shared it with the church, and the other part of the money is saved to help poor people in other countries and the homeless. I do not need all that money to survive. I just need what is essential to survive. Too much money imprisons man's heart in luxury by making him be self-centered and self-indulgent, spending on the pleasures of life without caring for those in need. I gave the money to the church account and I was left with little money for my use. I could understand that the prayer of a holy and united church becomes one. The prayer of the saints together is stronger than the prayer of one person. That is why Satan makes a division within the church to destroy that union which is by the force of prayer. Saints, the more you pray, the more you become intimate with Jesus. You will perceive this intimacy growing over the years. I had a vision of pastors, elders, deacons, and missionaries of a great church. They did not sanctify themselves and their prayers were not answered. Their prayers did not come to heaven because they were not pure. Prayers of immoral lips and lying tongues are impure prayers that do not enter the holy place where the throne of God in heaven is. Before these prayers arrive, they are held in the air. The demons grab these stained prayers and swallow them by feeding them. I had a vision of a profane church. Its teachings were not that of the Bible, and the ways of the members' lives do not fit the word of God. This church with other profane churches was connected with the demons of the air through a black cord resembling a thread. These demons made fire fall from the sky and deceived these people. Such churches are frequently deceived by seducing spirits when they preach lying doctrines and offer strange fires of worship to the presence of God. Each day that you stop praying is causing harmful damage in your spiritual life. Seek every day to improve your conduct before God. This will increase the virtues of the Spirit in your life. Your value in the spirit world increases with every renunciation you make, and your efforts are honored by God. I am not saying that souls have no value to God because they do not convert. All souls have value. If they had not, Jesus would not have died on the cross. I am saying that as you seek the presence of God and renounce sin each day is equal to the gold that is purified in the fire. The impure gold is valuable, but it does not have the same value of the gold that was purified of its impurities through the fire. Purified gold has a much higher value than impure gold. If you do not practice evil and also fail to act according to the word, you are sinning for not practicing the truth. If you want to be a Christian just because it is fashionable to be in the gospel, know that you're playing with the spirit world. If nothing is working in your life, it is your fault for not leaving sin. The fault is not of God, He is holy and perfect. When we do not walk in holiness, we do not do what God commands and we walk in our own direction, we offend the holiness of God. You have the right to enter into the presence of God and repent. Say, "Here I am, Lord, set me free and help me." If the demons have touched you, it is because of your rebelliousness. I had a vision of a Christian losing his job. He began to suffer as he had no money to spend on his needs. In the other vision, a hurricane destroyed a Christian's home, making him cry. The other became ill with a serious illness and began to ask mercy from God. I saw another who fell into depression and was repentant of his sins. A Christian lost his spiritual gift and prayed that God would restore it back to him. Others have lost their offices in churches because of their rebellions. The Lord said, "Servant, I allow the pains to come to their lives that they may remember me and repent of their sins." There are many Christians within the church who do not create groups of union, charity, and evangelism, but they create groups of contentions and divisions. Why not create groups of prayers? You do not have to ask permission from me to do good unless I interfere with the work. I am the master of the work and I can suspend it. I commend the work and you are required to serve God and live the word. Submission is for those who love me and want to associate with the body of Christ. The church that wants to have credibility with me must walk in holiness. I move the earth through the lives of those who obey. If you live a holy life, the word of God guarantees your abode in heaven. The Bible is the guidebook for the normal Christian life. Many say they are saved by faith and they are in grace. If it were only a matter of faith and grace, why does the Bible exist if it is not a guide to practices? Today God is giving an opportunity for us to turn away from sin and evil ways. Jesus does not want to see anyone inside the church getting lost. He uses his ministers to exhort the people. He corrects and disciplines those who belong to him. Do you know why this happens? The yoke of the church is unequal to what the scriptures say. The bride cannot have the unequal yoke of the groom and marry him. I had a vision of the lawful bride of Jesus. She walked through the garden and observed the doctrine of the bridegroom producing the fruits of righteousness. She is the Lamb's future wife. Her robes are so white. She will be part of the heavenly kingdom. You can be this bride, do something for God. Those who know the bride of Jesus Christ know that he is holy and that he will accept a holy bride equal to him. The unclean bride shall be cut off from the marriage of the Lamb. Be motivated to walk in holiness and obey the call that Jesus has for you. Pray and ask Jesus, "What is your will for my life? Why did I come to this world? What is my mission?" Be straight, loyal, fair and honest when you are a seller or a merchant. Do not try to cheat or overcharge because of mammon. Churches, respect the house of prayer and do not come with inappropriate clothing. The house of God is no ordinary place at all. If you were to appear before a court, you would wear appropriate clothing to stand before the judge. Your clothes reflect what you are. Vanity is all that is hidden in the heart and shows up in the way of dressing and acting. Clothing, earring, and makeup is your inner mirror that shows the state of your soul. Every time a Christian appears in the house of God in profane garments, he is despising the holy service. The way you behave and the way you dress will show how much God is worth to you. This denounces how impure the interior of your heart is, how malicious your soul is, and how full of lust your flesh is. If you think that this has nothing to do with God, you do not know God and have never met him. Those who know God knows that the king is very demanding in terms of honoring him in your dressing. Regulate your lives before it is too late. Do not be waiting for Jesus to come back thinking that you have plenty of time. What if death comes to you today and does not give you time to fix your life? You will not attend the wedding of the Lamb, for you will not go to the first resurrection, but you will remain in hell, awaiting the second resurrection. Christians who have no self-control, who live by sin and who are unfaithful to the word of God do not honor their office in the church. They talk about the secrets people have confided in them. If people confess secret sins in their lives, it is because they trusted these Christians, but they expose these people's lives by talking to others. That's why you're having a lot of false revelations and prophecies based on what big gossiping tongues have spoken and circulated among church members. These types of Christians are without rules and do not want to repent in their prayers. They do not want to be accountable to God for their sins when they pray. It is no use to be a good Christian in the church only, living in appearance, but in their homes, in their work and in the street of their homes they scandalized the name of Jesus, giving a bad testimony. What do you do when you are not in the house of prayer? You are practicing sin in your home, at work, or on the street of your home. Inside the church, they cause intrigues, talk and refuse to help needy souls. You judge the wicked, but do not preach salvation to them. Stop teasing your brother by using the Bible to hurt him and attack him. Instead of complying with the doctrine, they sneak up on the sly and speak ill of the brothers. Be serious and walk sincerely on the holy path. Do not violate God's teachings and behave like real Christians. Corrupt Christians' deeds are impotent and immoral since they are living a deviant and backslidden life. A life lived without obligation to walk in holiness and without a commitment to it is a life absent from the presence of God. If you yourself do not practice the works of the flesh, but fail to practice the works of the Spirit, you are admitting the doctrine and have already disobeyed the word. And if, unlike holy doctrine, you do practice the works of the flesh, even being a Christian, you have become worse than unbelievers. You will be held accountable for your actions and the harm you have done to the gospel. Many will not convert because they do not see a change in your life. The time to repair your mistakes is now, or you will endure the flames of hell that is millions of times hotter than normal fire. Do not be careless or reckless. Be a true Christian in your way of speaking, dressing, and behaving. Shine on, be different, and do not place obstacles to follow the doctrine of God. Be a servant of peace and help to pacify conflicts in the church, not the person who comes to light the flames of strife through the tongue. Do not put off the day of your conversion, it may be too late. Many of you are resisting me, unwilling to walk in holiness. It is not me that you are disobeying, but the word of God. They stop practicing doctrine to satisfy the cravings and lusts of their flesh. They want to follow the desires of their hearts, so follow and they will have consequences in their lives. Beware of religiosity by saying that the brother of another denomination is not a Christian, so you do not greet and consider him as your brother. You do not know his life to treat him that way. Perhaps he is a holy man of God who lives a life closer to Jesus than you. Perhaps he has more intimacy with the Holy Spirit than you. And you accuse him as a wicked man for not being of the same flock as you. You often consider those who are part of your church to be Christians just because they belong to your denomination. There is a Christian from another ministry who lives a life holier than you and still more dedicated in the work compared to you. And yet he considers you as his brother, despite being from another ministry. Unlike you, who is a religious and follower of men's dogmas. Do not judge the men of God from other ministries. Whoever can promote or reprove his works is God. If you had a life full of Holy Spirit, you would know how to differentiate a false Christian from a true one. I do not judge the denominations without proof of their doctrines. Only I denounce the sins that are practiced by those denominations, for I know that salvation is not in the names of denominations but in the name of Jesus. My war is not against the false shepherds who found their churches. Only I denounce their false works of darkness and warn people not to be deceived by their lying works and deeds. If the shepherd wants to go to hell, let him go alone, but his flocks I warn. I know that it is not for me to take care of other pastures other than the one which Jesus has placed in my hands. The devil can accuse his sins publicly through malicious people, but the Holy Spirit has no pleasure in exposing his sins to the public for all to know. The Holy Spirit calls you privately and talks about your sin to repent. Church, if you let discipline come into your life, the Holy Spirit will strengthen and ground your feet in the rock. He will instruct your life, and if you commit sin, the Holy Spirit will convict and reprove you. It will make you loathe the works of sin and darkness more. Follow the instructions of Jesus that is in the Word. Do not be just a reader or a scholar of the Bible. this brings neither virtue nor the spiritual fruits to your life. Learn to keep your word and do not delay making that decision. Be quick, time passes and the clock hand is running at high speed. If you obey the counsel of the word of God which I give you, you will have security in Christ and will not fear condemnation any longer. The angels are writing down everything that is happening in your life. At that moment he can erase your sins if you renounce them. There is no condemnation to those who are in Jesus. The purpose of the church is to give up the body, soul, and spirit to sanctification and holiness. All the yearning of the church has to be given to God. Although few are faithful, collectively they are strong and united, living the same word. Church, obey the doctrine of God. She is the source for her salvation, and through her, you will inherit eternal life. Your freedom is within what the word authorizes. If she tells you to do it, and if you do, go, but when Jesus says do not do it, do not do it. The doctrine creates good fruit in your life. It is you who decide the path you want to follow. It is through the size of your love for God that you will determine to follow Him faithfully, leaving the pleasures of the world. I also found it difficult to follow the doctrine, for my flesh did not want to surrender to God. My body did not want to prostrate itself to God's will. I struggled with myself because I knew it was wrong to live that way. My heart wanted to drop everything, but my flesh did not want to obey. My soul knew that the best thing is to follow the precepts of God. I fought my flesh, but I did not have enough strength to beat my flesh into submission. Even my prayers were a few minutes, but I never gave up praying. Until the Holy Spirit came on the scene and smashed all the yoke of carnal bondage that was in me. He took away the weight of the sin that oppressed me and cut off the chains that bound me. These chains of hindrance were a barrier to me being free and following God. Today I have no disdain to follow the doctrine. I have the pleasure and I pray very much without hindrance. If you want to follow the doctrine and you cannot, know that you are in spiritual prisons. I've had visions of people in the church in chains. If you are not serving God and have no strength, I can say that you are trapped by an evil force. You fight against your will, but you do not win. Look for a serious church where the truth is preached, where the people intercede for their lives. God responds to the prayers of the saints, as long as he is not bound to any blessing that would be a stumbling block that would turn him away from God. Christians who use weapons for their protection, I want to tell you, your safety is not on a piece of metal. Millions of soldiers have already died with their weapons in their hands. These weapons were not able to protect them from death. Your safety is Jesus. He is your safety where you step on your feet. You will only die when your day comes. God does not let his servants die before their time. Even to die, there is a time in the lives of the saints, even the impious who have been given over to sin, die at any moment. These reaper demons can kill and take their souls. In the presence of Jesus you find rest. Only those who know are the ones who pray. Progressive levels of anointing. I had an insight into the heavenly offices, which are very different from the offices of the churches. At the request of Jesus, the angels come down from heaven and pour a holy oil on the heads of the servants of God. These anointed ones receive great spiritual authority given by God to subdue the demons. The time of your walk with God will prove what I am saying. If you are faithful to the doctrine and obedient to the voice of the Holy Spirit, you will feel the profound change in your life and you will receive authority. The word of Jesus guarantees it. Those who receive these heavenly anointings from angels receive spiritual empowerment. Some people do not want to be submissive, but they want to give orders to God. This is a common sin that is happening in churches. Many no longer have this reverence for the Supreme God. This hinders the growth of the people because we have to humble ourselves as servants, not to exalt ourselves and make God a servant to our whims and fancies. Jesus is in heaven and we are on earth. He has his throne on top of our heads. Whoever has to submit to his orders is us. We cannot give orders to the king. He is not obliged to do our will on earth. If you live a holy life, you will have a heavenly position and you will be anointed by God on this earth. It all depends on your faithfulness to God. If you deviate from his path, you will lose all credibility with Jesus and have no strength to overcome evil. I had a vision with an angel pouring holy oil on the head of a man of God. it was already the third time the angel was pouring the holy oil. Since he began the walk in the presence of God, he is anointed. And every time the oil was shed, he received more anointing and more spiritual empowerment. Each time the angel poured out that oil, the armor of the servant of God strengthens. These heavenly anointings are shed until the death of the servants of God. Each time a servant receives an anointing, he climbs a step in the spirit world. War is fought on the spiritual battlefield. It is necessary to receive one more anointing to be strengthened in the war. If you do not receive this oil from heaven, you will fall away in this war as many have fallen, to their great grief and sorrow. It is not only in the church that there is a hierarchy where pastors anoint a worker for a particular work. In the spiritual world, there is a hierarchy as well. In heaven, there are the archangels, cherubim, and seraphim. And in the spiritual world, the angels of God anoint the holy servants who work for God, not man. I remember when I was set free, I received an anointing from God. I was praying and felt like it was an oil coming down on my head. When I ran my hand to see if my head was wet, I did not see any oil. 2 years passed and a worker at my church had a vision of an angel pouring oil on my head. I was praying that day and I did not feel anything, nor did I see the angel, but I believe I went up one more spiritual step. I had the vision with an old man who had the oil poured into his head by the angel for the fourth time, and great authority in the spiritual world came upon him. He operated great signs and wonders. He was not able to receive the fifth anointing, for Jesus took his soul. It is hardly possible for a servant of God to receive even the seventh anointing of walking in the presence of God. My father arrived to receive the seventh anointing of the angel 6 months before his death. That was the last anointing he received before he was ripe spiritually to be gathered by God. An angel came down and took his soul. I do not like to be compared with my father. I know I am far short of where he stood. I have been anointed only 3 times by the angels since my true conversion until now. I received an anointing annually. When God wants to hasten the work in a servant, the anointing is released on him annually, but others receive every heavenly anointing every 2 years or longer. To get the first anointing is very difficult. It is not the same as the churches that anoint the members every year. To receive the anointing of God is a lot of dedication, prayer, renunciation, and commitment in the work. And it is not the hour that we want. We have to wait the time of God to receive this celestial anointing. I met a missionary at the beginning of my ministry. He told me that he received 2 heavenly anointings to do the work of God. He said he intended to be anointed until he reached the fifth anointing. Each anointing is for a different purpose in the work of God. The Lord Jesus did not allow this young man to come to the third anointing and gathered him up. His ministerial life began to grow thorny. He began to suffer the marks of the suffering of the cross. He was 29 years old, still single, and had never had a relationship with a woman in his life, living in chastity. He was proven in his sentimental life. In his financial life, he was tested and proven when he did not murmur or complain when he was in need of proper clothing. He was tested in his spiritual life by being attacked by demons. All this because he wanted to receive another celestial anointing by thirsting for God and seeking him in the early hours. All this thirst of wanting to grow spiritually made the demons furious with him. He began to feel the rising of darkness when he received the first heavenly anointing on the day when the angel came down into his room and anointed him. Years later, he was praying and the angel came down to his room and anointed him the second time. His authority in the spirit world grew and he was more clothed and empowered in the mission. The evidence increased and the war became more vigorously fought, for the demons realized that he was brave in the fight and he followed the Lord firmly. The demons called for more reinforcements against his life. This young man was in the work alone with no one to help him and without the intercession of the church. He fought the legions of hell alone. God saw that he would not stand the war and knew that he would go astray the following year on his way. One day he went to do the mission and rented a hotel to spend the night. He was tired from the trip and went to sleep. This young man did not wake up anymore. I saw in vision the angel coming down and gathering his soul. These were the first visions I had at the beginning of my ministry, knowing the life of this young man met personally. I saw how the forces of darkness do not want to see our spiritual growth. This young man was not anointed by man, but was anointed by God. In his church, he was just a co-worker, but to God, he was a missionary. Maybe you were anointed in church for the position of a pastor, but for God, you are meant to be a co-worker. You may be a bishop anointed by man, but you are not a bishop anointed by God. I met an apostle who did theology, studied hard, and was anointed by his pastor. In the spiritual view, this man is small and was only a child in the spiritual world. This was how God saw him, and the demons saw him as a harmless and insignificant person. In the spiritual world, the small is always great, the humble is always exalted, while the greatest in the face of men is always going to be the least before God, and those despised by the people will always be valuable to God. After I had this vision, I prayed to God first to anoint a worker. I had a vision of a Christian from another ministry. The angel poured a celestial oil over his head. His pastor never paid attention to him and did not anoint that servant. This Christian was anointed by God, but his pastor gave him no office in his church and suppressed his ministry. His shepherd anointed other carnal Christians, but he paid no attention to this Christian, and no opportunity was given for him to sing or speak anything of God in his church. He was a humble Christian in his heart, simple and obedient to the word. Satan blinded his pastor so he would not see the light of the Holy Spirit that was in his life. Satan was burying the ministry of this Christian through his pastor, who forbade him to do the work and visit other churches that offered opportunities to him to do mission work in their churches. His pastor did not want to anoint him. The Lord Jesus sent me to go to his house to anoint him as a missionary. I anointed him, and the Holy Spirit visited his house. And that man went to do the mission of God, traveling to distant places, bringing the good news to thirsty souls. His blind shepherd did not see the great man of God that his member is. And when that pastor became ill, none of his workers came to visit him, but his rejected ex-worker visited him, and God healed him through the hands of this man whom he despised as no one else, as God exalts his little ones. There are many pastors who do not see the anointed of God in their churches. They are shepherds without visions who do not know the flock that God has placed in their hands. I have a revelation to those who have been given a position from heaven, not from men, but from God, being anointed for their work. They refuse to obey the call of God, rebelling against his supreme authority. The rebels will have their names crossed out because they do not want to do the work as faithful servants. I saw in a vision millions of demons of depression in a meeting. Their purposes are to cause depression only in Christians who do not pray and are not clothed in the armor of God. I could see that in their hands they had black pins that are the evil darts of the depression, and they are ready to throw those things in the heads of the Christians, reaching their minds with these diseases. These were my visions doing the work and deliverance services in the churches. Stay in the peace of Jesus, Church. I love you all, and stay in the grace of our Heavenly Father. Amen.